Sagt der Mishnah again, darf ich Chesam mit Aleph. Schleusch aus aus Schäufreus heube Migdash. There were 13 Schäufers, different Kupas of Tzedakah, in the base of Migdash. Now, the Kosev Alein, it's written on these Schäufers as follows. The first one is written in Taklin Charetin, Nushkolim. Second one is written in Taklin Atikin, people that did not give the Nushkolim. So they have a second chance. The third Schäufer is written Kinin. Kinim are Toirim, doves. Those are larger. The fourth one is written Goizle Oila. Goizle Oila are Bnei Yoina. Bnei Yoina are young, baby pigeons. The Mishnah soon is going to explain this machlokes, exactly what this is referring to, what the two different boxes are, one for kinim, one for oilas. Eitzim, the next box are written Eitzim. Someone wants to donate money for Gizre Eitzim, so there's a box. Levoina, franchise, you want to give Levoina. So there's a box for that, a Kupa for Tzedakah. Next one is Zov le Kapoiris. Kapoiris doesn't mean the Kapoiris on the arm. Kapoiris means gold. Whatever they need is gold in the base of Mikdosh. Special Kippur Zov. So that's meanwhile seven boxes. Now you're missing another six. Six makes it 13. Zog the Mishnah, Shishal and Nadova. Six boxes are for Nadovas. Any Nadova that they wanted to give, we'll see soon in the Gemara what the Nadovas were. Zog the Mishnah Vaita. Now the Mishnah explains each one. Taklin Chadetin. What is Taklin Chaladin? Shebechoshon v'shono. Every year, there was a new collection, every Nissan. That's Taklin Chaladin. Atikin, what's Atikin? That's the Mishalei Hevi Yishtaket. Somebody did not bring the previous year. He can give now, Shoyke l'shon habo. Zok the Mishnah. Kinin. What does Kinin mean? So we said Kinin are Toirin. Toirin are the doves, the larger pigeons. Now, the larger doves. That's referring to someone who is misnadev to give karbonus, nedova. We're going now in the Rebbe Yudah sheet, it's nedova. Nedova of doves. He's giving a carbon nedova. A nedova of doves. Now, we're not talking about a carbon choiva. A choiva means that your lettuce has to bring a chatas and an oila. We're not talking about that. We're talking about two nedovas. Either two kinim, those are toirin, those are doves, or goizle oil, and goizle oila are bnei yoina. Again, someone who wants to bring a nedova, two baby pigeons. So again, there's two types of money. There's money for larger birds, no donations, nedovas. Zok the Mishnah, kulon oilas divrei Reb Yudah, these are all nedovas. According to Reb Yudah, there is no such box as money for a choiva. A woman is obligated to bring a bird for a chayva. She brings along a bird. According to Reb Yudah. According to Reb Yudah, nedovas is only specifically boxes for nedova. Either toirin or bnei yoina. Either nedovas for toirin or nedovas bnei yoina. That is shitas Reb Yudah. Comes along chachomim. The chachomim oimrim. No, they say as follows. Kinim, the boxes says kinim, are talking about echot chatos v'echot oilo. Meaning, it's referring to also kine choiva. Kine choiva means a chatos. Chatos not a nedova. A woman lemoshal a zov or a zova yoledes mitzora aniya. They have to bring echad the chatos vechad oila. That's what kinim is referring to. Those are the larger birds, but one is chatos, one is oila. And Reb Yudah clearly argues on this, and the Gemara is going to explain the reason. Goizle and that's the gabe kinim. Goizle oila. That is taka kulon oilois. So he differentiates. That there's going to be a box of choiva, echot chatz vechot oila, that's kinim, and there's a box of nedovas, goiz the oila. Now, Tosfos in Pesachim discusses, and we'll see soon in the Gemara, that according to Chachomim, that you taka have echot chatz vechot oila, so there was a tzror, there was a pouch, that kept the chatas and the oila from that woman together. She puts it in the box, so Emela, her money will remain her money. This her donation, her chatos, her carbon. That is the gabe the chatos and the oila. Goes the oila. That's taka kulon oilos. Oilos means that the kohen just takes the money and buys l'shem the bailim stoma, and then it's the nedova of whoever wants to get that schus of the nedova. It's automatically he buys stoma. Mashenkin the chatos and the oila was taka with the pouch, and that's how Tosfos explains the shita of chachomim. Now, the Gemara is going to explain exactly why Reb Yudah says there is no such thing as a pouch for a box for chatois, and there's no such thing as chatz le oila, chatz and oila when it comes to a bird. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, Ha'oim ha'ra'ilai Eitzim. If someone says, I'm giving an adov of Eitzim, so Eitzim, you know, Atzim ha'rochet is two Eitzim. So le'yivchoy shnei gzirin. The money that you're donating when you say ha'ra'ilai, it has to be a minimal of two Eitzim. Levoina, if someone says, ha'ra'ilai levoina, I'm giving levoina, le'yivchoy shkoimitz. So the minimal amount of levoina is a sheer kmitza, three finger breaths that you place, that you make the kmitza on. Zov, if someone says, ha'ra'ilai zov, so if you're giving a coin, if you say a matbea, then in minimal, the Gemara is going to say it has to be a dinner zov. That's the smallest amount of a coin. Those are the seven that we enumerated. Now the final six, and the vov, the shisha, are what? Le nedova. Those are for nedova. Now what does nedova mean? Nedova means, I'm giving a nedova for keitz ha'mizbeach. So maya oisimba, what do they do with the monies of the nedova? Loikhin ba'oilois. They use it for keitz ha'mizbeach. Now keitz ha'mizbeach means an oila. And we're being magdir, an oila, part of it is eaten by the Mizbeach, most of it, actually all of it, except for the hides. The oiris the Kahanim get. Kahanim have a benefit even from oila. What do they get? They get the hides. So Zok the Mishnah, Habosa Lashem, the boss says Kulal Mizbeach, the oiris and the hides are the Kahanim. Now, comes along the Yehoyada Kohen Gadol, and he says, this Yisoid, that oiris of an oila go to a Kohen, is there midrash dorash Yehuda Kohen Gadol? He dashed as follows. It says in the Pasuk, Osham Hu, Oshoim, Osham Lashem. This Pasuk seems contradictory. Osham Hu is Mashma, Hu is Bavi Yosoi, that it's like a korban Osham that's eaten by the Kahanim. And then it says in the Pasuk, Osham Lashem, which is Mashma, it's Kulalim is Beach. How do you coincide the Pasuk that says Osham Hu, which is Bavi Yosoi, korban Osham Lekahanim, and Osham Lashem? On that he says, Zeaklal. Kol shu bo mishum chatos umishum ashomo. Now he's talking about a different case. Not talking about a case of keitz ha'mizbeach like we said before in the Davis. He's talking about if someone brings money for a chatz and ashom, and he has leftover money. What do you do with that leftover money? So you lock him in oilos. You acquire oilos. What do you do with this oilos? Habosal Hashem va'oilos lekahanim. The boss is takel Hashem. Meaning before this drasha. So if you have, let's say an extra osham. Let's say you already have the animal. You have the extra osham. So usually the din of extra osham is, it's royach yistoyev, and you put your dom of lenedava, and it doesn't say what you do with the dom of lenedava. Dom of lenedava. Comes along, dorash yoyoda, koyen gadol, when you have an extra osham, either the animal itself, and then yirach yistoyev, v'yipu dom of lenedava, the money with nedava, you acquire oilus, which is going to be partial like Shem and partial like Koyin, because the oiris go to the Kahanim. Zog the Gemara, Nimtze Shnei Aksuvim Kayomin. Oshem Lashem, Zog the Mishnah, Nimtze Shnei Aksuvim Kayomin. Oshem Lashem, Oshem Lakoyin. Va'oima. And we bring another Pasuk that we find similar to this Drosha, that you have partial Lashem and partial Kahanim. It says a Pasuk in Melachim, Kesef Oshem, Bekesef Chatois, Lo Yuva Beis Hashem, Lakoyahanim Yu. Now, this is schwer. How could the money for a chatos go to Kahanim? That's not supposed to go to the Kahanim. What does that mean? It goes to the Kahanim. L'chor, it's Kodesh, doesn't go to the Kahanim, extra money. The pshat is that you take it, and after you have the money, either after it's Yiplu, after it Nafal Bamum, and then you sell it now. So now you have this extra money. With this money, you makiv oilus. And with those oilus, it's going to be the oil of Kahanim and the carbon itself, the Basal Hashem. So that's what it means. Kesef Oshem and Kesef Chatois, Lo Yuva Beis Hashem, but the Kahanim Yu. It doesn't mean Stamah goes to the Kahanim, they don't get the extra money. It means you bring oilers from this extra money and the hides go to the Kahanim. Zok the Gemara. So again, we had a machlekes in the Mishnah, you said it's like a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. What is the taich in the Kupa that it says in the Kinim? Does it mean Kinim also Kine Choyva? A woman that's obligated to bring two birds, a yaledes, or does it mean, no, it doesn't mean chayves at all, a woman has to bring her own bird. It means kulon oilos, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But he says, does kine mean echol chatos vechol oilo, or does it mean only oilos? Now, when it comes to goyzle oilo, over there, chachom etake say, it means kulon oilos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he just differentiates between the types of birds. Goyz the oila b'nei yoina and kinim are toirin. That's all it is, both on the dovis. According to the chachomim, it depends. Kinim are taka choyva, echot chatz vech the oila. You bring two birds, Echel Chatz v'Echel Oila, and Goyz Le'Oila, Taka, are Kulan Oilas. Now the Gemara explains the Yisayin HaMachlekes. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita was, Lo'hoyo Shoyfer Shal Kinim Yushalayim. There was no Shoyfer of Kinei Choyva. A woman has to bring a bird, a Choyva, she brings her own bird. What's the reason? Bipnei HaTaroyves. What happens now? If you have money for Chatois, a chatos and an oila, a woman that's obligated to bring two birds, echel chatos vechel oila. If you have money for a chatos is like a chatos itself. What's the din by a chatos shemesu baleo? Chatos shemesu baleo, then it cannot be used. Chatos shemesu baleo, it's yipri yam ha-melech. So the money has to go to yam ha-melech. So tanya om Reb Yehuda, lo yeshoyvish hakinim Yerushalayim, bibnei ha-taroyvis. But let's say one of the women, it's a big pouch, a big kupa of tzedakah, a bunch of women put in their money. What if one of them was nifteres? So if the woman is nifteres, no, so it comes out over here, it's chat shemesa baleo, the chat is not the oiler part, the oiler shemesa baleo is all just in. But in the chat is shemesa baleo, it's possible, it has to call yama melech, so mele all the coins is a suffix, it's money that's possible. So Shema Tomus Achaz, one of the yoldois died. By the time that's time to bring her carbon, it's a chata shemesa baleo. The money for that over there is in there. It's possible to be brought to the mizbeach. It has to be brought to Yam HaMelech. So nimtzu d'mei chatois meisos meirovis ben. So it ends up being, if you're going to put obligatory monies inside the kupa without knowing exactly who's what, maybe one of them died, and maybe you have a problem.
Each one had their own package.
They had the package, so it shouldn't separate the chatas and the oiler. But lemaisa, you don't keep a cheshbon of which one are you giving to? And maybe it's, amongst them, it's Taka Chata Shemesa Baleo. For Tanya, like we said...
You understand your problem. Leah can't give the Rochel's carbon. Each Chata has to be the same Baal anyway. So why do the kids are dying? If you're fairly getting mixed up...
The Koyan takes the money and he acquires now a carbon L'Shem the Baalim. That's what he does. He can acquire B'Shas the Kenyan, that's when he goes L'Shem the Baalim. That's what it does. That's what he does. When he acquires it, it becomes a Shem Bailim. We don't want it to get mixed up, the monies, which chatz, which is an oilus, you have a pouch. That's the Toys and Psochim. But Lemaisa, if the woman is not alive, then selecting them chatz meses, the money for chatz meses. For Tanya, frek de Markasha, ho isha shomra re'elai kain. Meaning, a woman that says, a woman, let's say that's a zover. Someone goes over and isha, that's a zover. Isha, that's your letters. She says, ha re'elai kain, meaning, I'm bringing a carbon chayva. You know what it says in the brayza? It says mevia d'me kain v'noy santa b'shoyfa. She puts the domim of a kain, which is a chayva that she has, and chatos and oila, the money for chatos and oila, and she places it in the shoyfa. The shoyfa is as kinim. Clearly, that you could donate even a chatos, and you're not worried about shema tomus. Zok de gemara daf yudches amid beis.
I really came for what?
For your lettuce or a zava?
For a chatas or for a
chatas and oila, both of them. Dmei kain. Dmei kain means kine for the choiva. Choiva means echo le chatz vechel oila. So it says clearly you place it in the kinim. Now, we're not worried about the fact that the kohen did not bring the carbon. We assume now the kohen used the money and brought a carbon and she's allowed to eat be'erev kochim. She doesn't have to be there. So, as long as she placed it, the kohen now acquires the carbon. So what's stated in the brayso when she does this? Oicheles bekochim, meaning calls machis mechuseles kapora. Kohen did not bring makiv the two birds. She's mechuseles kapora, but she can assume when it comes to the evening, the pots were emptied. The kohen is gizin. The ainu choshesh shemen is atzel ben that the kohen was lazy and he did not finish the pots. There's a chazaka that all mechuseles kapora can eat kochim melaylo. So just like she's not choshesh that the coin was this atzel and did not empty her coins and bought her carbon on her behalf. Likewise, the ein a koyin choshesh shemet mechatois meses mugavis ben. Just like she's not choshesh that the coin did not do his job, the coin is not choshesh that is a chatzah meses involved over here. So we see clearly, nalak abuyud. This really chachom mstaina. We see in this brayso that you could have a kinim pat for chatois, and you're not worried about Shema Tomus that chatzah meisim ugov is ben, just like you're not worried that the kohen did not do his job, and be'erev she ochel is bekochim. On that we answer, meaning Reb Yehuda is going to answer Kikam rinon bechatoi shemesu balein vadai. Meaning, I'm ein chanami. Be'etzem, I'm not choshesh tam shetomus. I'm talking about, what do you do if the woman died? If the woman died, it's chatoi shemesu in between. We don't know, again, we don't know whose money is whom. Whenever the coin takes, it stays together. You have a pouch, it says, so the chatos and the oiler, the money stay together. But the point is, I don't know, Lamaisa, if a woman died, what do I do now? There's 400 different pouches in here. Okay, one of them died. I know Vada Mesa. So he can't have such a Cooper, Zokta Buda. Kikam Rina Bechatoisha Mesa Balein Vadai. So Bechatoisha Mesa Balein Vadai, I'm stuck. So Mamela, it's a Chatsa Mesa in between. So that's why I say there's no such Cooper. But a Kachomis say Gufa, no. Just like we're not Choshish that the coin was this Atzel, we're not Choshish that the woman was Mesa. And that's what it's Taka Kupa of Kinim, of Chatois also. But the Yisrael Machlokes is, are you Chayish that is going to be Chatsa Mesa in between? We see over here that we're not Choshish that the coin was its Atzel. Okay, Stomi not Choshish Misa. Rabbi is saying, I'm concerned when there is a Misa. What do you do now? Now, Dr. Gemara, V'i Amrinon. And if you're going to say, there's a sugi called Breira, all over Shas, we know there's a sugi called Breira. Breira means you can do a Maisa, and retroactively it's Barer that this is what you did. So, Ibazoi. So, frek de Gemara, even according to Abiyuda, even by Meisav Adai, Nivgar Arba Zuzi, you should take 4 Zuzim. 4 Zuzim is the amount that it costs to buy a Torah L'chatos. You're only worried about the Chatsa Meisav. You're worried about the monies that's Chatsa Meisav Baleo, the money for Chatsa Meisav. So, take amount of 4 Zuzim and take that amount out of the box. And Nivgar Arba Zuzi, Vinish them in the Hara, and throw them in the Yamamelech, throw them in the Nar. So Mamela, it's Breira, say Breira, that you can take it out, and Mamela, you solve the problem. Now, the Tosis in Temura, Daf Lamed, and the Achonim Kovichurim, they explain that usually by Tarovis, we don't just go to Tarovis and say, okay, you have Bosav Cholav, Tarovis, you have an Issa, you have Tarfis, you have Chazer, let me take something out, and this is the Chazer. We don't say Breira on a Tarovis, otherwise you solved every Tarovis in the world. Just put your hand in and take it out. The difference is, over here you say Tyrovis, because over here, Be'etzim, when she placed it in, it wasn't Issa Be'issa, it was Heta Be'etta. She was live and kicking when she placed it in there. So Be'yisoido, when it started off as Tyrovis, it was Heta Be'etta. So over here you can say, Yesh Breira, that since the Tyrovis, the Issa was only Noilad after the Tyrovis. So then you can be Seimachon Breira. Mashenka, by regular Tyrovis, you have Chazer that falls into a pot. You don't just say, take out a handful, the amount that fell in, and now the rest is Mutter. You don't say Breira. Over here, you say Breira because Mikora, it wasn't Tagoibis of Issa, it was only Noilad Issa. Afterwards, she died. When she placed it, she was alive. So over here, it's easier to say Breira. That's how Beis and Tosin Temura, Rabbi Chonin Kovichurim, explains why over here you would say Yesh Breira. But Koponim, say Breira, and you solve the problem according to Rabbi Yehuda. Zakti Gemara, no. Ha'amrina ba'alma, Rabbi Yehuda, Leslie Breira. No, he doesn't hold the Breira by Isurim. And not even in this case, where it started off as Heta Be'eta. So since he doesn't hold the Breira, so that's why, and Chomitak argue. Chachomitak say, you would say Breira by Mesa Vadai, and you would take out 4 coins, and you say, if the woman died, so you take it out, Taka. Stami not choshesh, then it's Atzla coin. You're not choshesh Mesa Isha. But if you know for sure she died, this is what you would do according to Chachomim. Zok the Gemara. We said in the Mishnah, Harelai Eitzim, you have to bring the amount, a minimal of 2 Gizri Eitzim. Reb Yoisi b'Rabun Omar. Rebo Bar Momel Boy. Rebo Bar Momel asked the following question. We said you have to give a minimal of 2 logs of wood. Shnei Gizri Eitzim. Omar Harelai Eitz. What if a person says, I only want to bring 1 Eitz? So maybe Gezer Echod. Do you only bring 1 Eitz or not? Or do we say, no, there's no such thing as a carbon of 1 Eitz. This the dover that you're giving Hareolai. It has to be something that's a minimal. A minimal shnei gizri eitzim. Even if you say 1, you can't suffice by giving 1. Zakti Gemara Om Rabbi Eliezer Masnisa Om Rokain. There's a Beferish Mishnah that says as follows. This is a Mishnah in Yuma. It says as follows. Shezek korbim fnei atzmoi, vezek korbim fnei atzmoi. The Mishnah says that every day the Kahanim, each one brought their own eitz. The 2 gizri eitzim. But 2 kahanim, each one carried a log. What's the pshat that 2 kahanim, each one carried 1 log? Why didn't 1 kohen carry 2 logs? Because each one is an egg and a shame carbon, an egg and a shame. Kahod taninon tamon, like we learned in Mishnah in Yuma, it says the different karbonis, the different kahanim, I mean, they were oisik in the carbon tomid, shnayim 2 kahanim, Uve yodom, the beyodom shtei gizre eitzim. Two kahanim, each one had one gezer. So what do we see? That each one is an individual. So mele you can be menadiv taka, even one gezer. You can say arela eitz. Stamazo, you have to bring two. But if you say arela eitz, you can bring one. And like it says in the Pasuk says, v'nefesh kisakiv korban mincha. So it says korban. What does korban mean? Korban, l'rabis is eitzim. Korban means it's coming to be marba, the atzim arocha. So we see al-kaponim that one gezer, one log, is also called the korban b'fnei atzmoy, and every koyen taka carries one individual one. Zok d'mol Reb Shuv ben Levi Omar. What's the size of this? What did you say?
Korban l'rabis is eitzim.
Right, but it means it's coming to be, but we see al-kaponim that the eitzim, you're right, but the lemais have to do the rayas from the two kahanim. But the rabbis the eitzim, we see the eitzim is called the shame korban. The eitzim is nichal in an adavis of a carbon. Now, what's the amount? The amount is one. For Raya, the Mishnah says you have two kahanim being oisik each one in one gezer. So if you're misad of one, you can give one. What's the size of these logs? Oivyon, the thickness is amma. Now, what kind of amma? But amma shoycheches. An amma shoycheches meaning a wide amma. An amma, we said, is 5 tvachim and 6 tvachim. So it's a wide one. Spread fingers. The orkon, the length of the eitzim are what? The amma geduma. An amma geduma means a small amma. Tight fingers. Or 5 tvachim. Smaller amma. Now what's the reason? The Gemara is going to explain why the reason why it's dafka, tight amma exact. It doesn't have to be thick. It can even be very narrow. Like a small, thin stick that's used for a midah of goydish saw that you moichik on the top. Om Rab Shmuel bar Rab Yitzchok. What's the reason why it can't be more than an amma in length? Lefish lahoya mokam amarocha ela amma al amma. The mokam amarocha, the place itself of the marocha on the mizbeach, was an amma by an amma. So you don't want any sticks, any logs sticking out, because the kahanim have to walk around it. So if it sticks out, so mele it's going to hinder the hakofa of the kahanim. So it's only one amma. V'tzum tzemes. V'toni kein. And we learn taka like this, that the mokam arocha is amal amma. So the going takes out over here, because we're talking of describing Adam Mizbeach. Amma yesoid. The base was an amma. But that really is not negated now. We're talking about the remaining five. And amma soiviv, that's also not negated right now. But from here on, from after these two, it says that there was five ammas altogether. What do you mean five ammas altogether? Amma karkuv. The place where the kahanim walked is a karkuv. Now it walked on all four sides. So if you count an amma on each side, that's really two. That's two amas are used up from the five amas. Amma karnois. Karnois also. Karnois is there's two corners. So each corner is a karen. That's another two. So it's already four that are used up. So you only have, because five amas altogether. So chomish amas is after the yesoid and after the soiviv. But from then onward, you have the karkov on both sides and the karnois on both sides. So you mitzumtzum four amas from the five are used up. So amma marocha, so you don't have an exact amma for the marocha. That's why the amma of the gezer eitzim cannot be more than one amma. Mitzutoma is meaning exactly an amma, so it shouldn't stick out. Levoina leifchas mikoimitz. When you give a levoina, it's not less than a koimitz. Zog demor ne'makan. It says by the levoina of a korban mincha, askora. It says in the pasuk askora. V'hikti ha-mizbeach reech nichoich askorosa l'ashem. V'ne'ma l'halon, and it says by the lechem ha-ponim, it also says askora. It says, "V'nosa l'mareches levoyne zaka voisa l'lechem laskora maskora amor lahalon meloy koymitz." Just like by the shtei alechem, it's a koymitz of levoyne. So it's a three finger breadths of askora amor kan. So to buy you miyem mincha, it's meloy koymitz. Now zok di gemora ima askora amor lahalon by the lechem upon him. It's shnei koymitzim. At the end of the day, there's two rows of six breads. So av askora amor kan shnei koymitzim. Maybe you have to have two koymitzim. No. Meaning it's really from lechem aponim you have to be goyis. Meaning you only learn from lechem aponim. But mala alon koymitz achosa posul, afkan koymitz achosa posul. We don't say that one kmitza is mashing for the other. Let's say one of them have two finger breadths, and the next one I take four. It's not going to work by the lechem aponim. So we see each one needs an individual koymitz. So we take and learn from lechem aponim that one cannot be mashing the other. So we see it has to have the egg and the kmitza, meaning the minimal is taka one. One is a shir b'fnei atzmoy, and the second one cannot complement that which is missing. Om Rabbi Yosi Milsa Rabbi Ila Amora. Meaning these from these words of Rabbi Ila that we take and learn. From the lechem aponim, that it's taka and egan a kmitza, each one, and one is amashim the other, we learn hamis nadev levoyna meviyev koymtzay shel koyin. As a guy's koyin gol. When you misnad of a koymitz, a levoyna, so you have to bring the shear that for lechem aponim. Lechem aponim, you don't know which koyin is going to be makiv the lechem aponim. So it could be a bigger coin, a smaller hand, a larger hand. So you have to be makiv, you have to give the amount that would take a fit for the kmitza for a coin that has a large hand. You can't pick and choose. So Mela, that's why we learn from there, not your own hand. Maybe I'm bringing a small one. No. Zok the Gemara, Reb Chizki b'shem Reb Yirmi says, no, he argues, afilu b'koymitz ha-baylim, you don't have to have the kmitza of the koyin. It says it can even be the kmitza of the baylim. We taka don't learn from there. And it can be an egg and a kmitza, and you can taka wait and pick and choose. It's, if we don't learn from lechem aponim, if you don't learn from lechem aponim, it's the regular nedava, I can decide which koyin I want to give it to, so I can wait for a smaller hand. The last Gemara is Zov, la-yifchois, it's a dinner, Om Rabbi Lazar, v'uishki iske tzura. If he said matbeya, then it's a minimal of a dinner zov. Av l'moy iske tzura, if he didn't say tzura, then maybe I feel it's tzinoira, then it can even be a small fork, it doesn't have to be a dinner. We'll stop a bit at the bottom, you'd chesam a bit. Oh, yeah.